today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of our Lord, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. Today, Friday, 8th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to 3rd of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 25th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We open the Holy Quran. Yes, this is chapter Al-An'am, verse 19. We listen to it, we learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul ayyu shay'in akbar shahada. Qulillah shahidun bayni wa baynakum. وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون.
Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Quran was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby and whomever it reaches. Do you truly testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, He is but one God, and indeed, I am free of what you associate with Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Besides all other prophetic miracles, unseen aids, and frustrating the hostile plots, the Quran itself is the greatest evidence to the Prophet's messengership. The messengership of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is both worldly and eternal for all mankind, and in all ages, however, a permanent warning indeed should be accompanied with an everlasting warner. Therefore, the divine imamate and leadership should also be together with the Quran forever.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin-nuri wal-iman. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin-nuri wal-iman. بالنور والإيمان
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان
إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
How is your relationship with the Holy Quran? We are informed beyond doubt the truth and reality of life. We have explained things for people in this Quran in diverse ways to make them understand the message. Yet most people obstinately persist in unbelief. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 17, verse 89. Why the Quran was revealed gradually? Answer to this question is provided. Those who disbelieve say, why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once? It was revealed thus what we may fully impress it on your mind, and for the same end. We have revealed it gradually according to the scheme in fragments. This was also done so that whenever they put any strange question to you, we sent its right answer and explained the matter in the best manner. In the Holy Quran, chapter 25, verses 32 to 33.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. We can start with one verse a day or two verses a day in our recitations, in our daily recitations, which should be at least 50 verses. So in the 50 verses that we are, inshallah, reciting in every day of our life, so that not to be included among the ignorance of our era, so we need to ponder and think and interact with some of the verses that we recite on that day. The next factor that we can make our relationship stronger with the Holy Quran is submitting to it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have decreed a matter, it is not for a believing man and a believing woman to claim freedom of having an option and so far as they themselves concerned. Whoever disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger has evidently gone astray. This is chapter 33, verse 36. How often do we turn to the Quran looking for guidance and answers? Are we that much submitted and submissive to the Quranic verses? This is a basic question that we need to ask it from ourselves. The next way that we can actually strengthen our relationship with the Holy Quran and to make this bond stronger is memorizing some parts of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it." He further said, "He in whose heart there is no part of the Quran is like a deserted house, are our hearts desolate abodes of decay and ruin."
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and this is intending to cure your heart. This is one way to reignite your relationship with the Holy Quran. When our body gets sick, we rush to the doctor or even to in the internet searching our symptoms, and after we found out our illness, we look for the right medicines or cure without delay. Are we this worried about our hearts? The Quran is a cure for that which is within the heart. And for the one who has the sickness of doubt and desire in his heart, for it contains clear proofs that distinguish the truth from falsehood and removes the sickness of falsehood doubt to leave certain knowledge, correct perception and understanding such that the heart sees things in accordance to their reality. It contains wisdom, goodly exhortations, both encouraging good and deterring from evil, and stories which contain lessons that necessarily lead to the correction of the heart. How? By making the heart desire what is good for it and detest what is harmful to it. Hence, the heart is left desiring that which will guide it, hating that which will deviate it. After it used to desire that which would deviate it and hate that which would guide it. We beg Allah, the one who cures, to help us recognize our spiritual illness and cure our heart through a strong desire of His book.
القلب في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي عثرة المجروح.
This part is special for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, because we want to look at his virtues and the virtues of Surah al-Hamd. All the excellences mentioned for Surah Al-Hamd also stand true for Imam Al-Hussein. Surah Al-Hamd is an intercessor, whereas the dust of Imam Al-Hussein's grave has curing powers. Surah Al-Hamd is termed as kafiya, the sufficient. The love of Imam Al-Hussein too is sufficient for deliverance. Chapter Al-Hamd represents the entire Quran in context. Imam al-Hussein is identical and equivalent to the Quran according to hadith or tradition of Thaghalain.
What does it mean for the universe to cry on Imam Hussein? Why? Does the universe have emotions? Does the universe have perception? The earth, the skies, do they have any perception for them to cry on Prophet Yahya, for them to cry on Imam Hussein alayhi salam? If you look closely and deeply at the verses of the Quran, Allah tells us in the Quran, and He's our creator, He knows His product best, He knows what He's created. The Holy Quran confirms to us that everything in existence has some level of perception. For instance, if you look at Surah Al-Isra, verse 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. The seven heavens, the earth, they glorify Allah. They do tasbih. They glorify God. They worship God. And then the Quran makes an astonishing statement over here. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there's nothing in existence except that it does tasbih of Allah. وَلَكِن لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you people, you don't comprehend this tasbih. You don't understand this tasbih. Even when you look at the world of animals, the Holy Quran confirms that they know their creator. And they have a way to pray to their creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nur, verse 41, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ. Allah says, don't you see everything in the universe does tasbih of Allah, and you also see the birds. When they open their wings and they're gliding, they are glorifying Allah. And they are praying to Allah. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Allah says, all of them, these creations, they know their salah. They know how to connect with their creator.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its word. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read,